Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Thank you for your time tonight, my friend, and your service. But I will leave you with a final question, so the last word is yours. I have monitored the net, and when they call it, they say Alpha through, hypothetically, Alpha through M Mike, and N November through Z Zebra, and I'm sure I've got that off several alphanumerics, but when is the appropriate time, or is there a particular night with my call sign or my last name that I sign on? I'm not afraid to make a mistake, because when I was in the service, the only mistakes you make are those that you don't learn from. So I will ask my senior compadre here for the last word, and after that, I hope you have a good night's rest and sleep well, my friend.
And Johnny, this is the weekend. Like tonight, when Dave called the net, W4DJW, he's the net manager that keeps us all straight. Monday night, it's Alpha through Delta. That is the prefix of your call, which you are T. Because the first letter of your prefix is TJQ. Tonight was Alpha through Delta, and Sunday night will be Alpha through Delta. Monday night will be E through H, and according to the prefix. Then Tuesday night, when I call the net, it's I through L. Wednesday night is Mike through Papa, M through P. That's the first letter in the prefix, and so on. And M through P, Wednesday night when KI4DOS calls it, he picks up Q through T. That you will check in first on Wednesday night. You give your call sign, your name and your location, and your intent to stay on the net after the check-in for right you. I'm the only one that calls the net and closes the net out on Tuesday night and have what we call the round table for the new hams to ask questions and get answers, Johnny. Did I explain that okay?
At the end of the evening, I believe that you have explained it correctly, and I will check in on Wednesday and see what happens after that. Over.
And Wednesday night, when Gary, KI4DOS, calls the net, after he goes through the roll call, he has a swap net where he advertises radio equipment for sale, buy, sell, or trade. And he's got a lot of stuff I can't think of his name, AK. He just died about a month ago, and his wife has a, they call it a ham radio yard sale. They had it yesterday and today over there on 124 in Easley, right before you get to the racetrack. I went over and I bought an ODX 302 receiver and a antique, I mean a D104 microphone. I've been wanting one. God, I've been wanting one. And this thing was like brand new. And I bought a cabinet, metal cabinet full of resistors and bought a Variac transformer. I really need one of them working on these old tube type radios, and it's really good prices on the equipment. And what didn't sell this weekend, he'll be advertising it on the SwapNet Wednesday night. So with that, Johnny, I'm going to say 73s. Fix and call my daughter and tell her I'm on the way up there in a 5-4 and lose my phone to come out and get me. So 73s, Johnny. Really enjoyed it.
4 Tango Juliet, Quebec. Why don't you have a good evening and safe travels back to your compound. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for your service.
4 TJQ, KN4 CHY, see if you're still around. KN4 CHY, clear.
CHY, K4, OIM.
4 OIM, KN4 CHY, how you doing tonight, Walt?
How you doing? I think I've talked to you before, but I'm not sure.
Checked in with you a time or two, and I'm pretty sure we've ragged you before or something. Name on this end is Keith, Kilo Go India Tango Hotel.
Name then. We talked a time or two. How you doing that, Keith?
And I was going to try to let that other station know that it sounded like he was under the wrong impression that he can actually check in every night, not have to wait around till Wednesday. That's just the group that they start with, but I guess he done got out of here, so I reckon I missed him. Over.
Man, I ought to tell him that. Well, I told him that I called his net on Tuesday night, and we have a different net controller each night. I hope he understood that, because we have a different net controller each night. Man, he's lucky he got that TS-2000. I always wanted one of those radios.
I surely wouldn't turn one down, that's for sure. I ended up buying a 7300, and I've also got a little 857D. For portable use, but I've not yet taken it portable. I use it a lot on 2-meter doing ISS and stuff like that. But yeah, this one is just a CS800D, a Kinect System CS800D mobile. It's a DMR, dual band DMR radio. It's not bad. They work pretty good.
I love the old stuff. I'm talking on the first Yaesu radio that had the computer CPU in it. It's the CPU-2500R. This thing was made back in the late 60s. But I work on these old Bose anchors. I don't work on nobody else. I buy them and stack them up in here. And by HF rig, I can't afford to buy those new radios. Couldn't afford the 7300 you got, the ICOM, but I'll buy one radio. I started out with FT-101, I bought off of eBay, that tech special, I repaired it, sold it. Then I went to a FT-101 EE, repaired it, and sold it. And then I bought Kenwoods, I don't know how many Kenwood 440s I've owned. And eventually worked my way up to this Yaesu FT-950. I'm an old timer. I'm 74 years old. And I do not understand all these, many menus in this thing. On the FD-950, I know how to dial the frequency in, hit the tune button and tune the antenna, and I've got a light flashing now, says equalizer on the mic on it, because I had checked into the South Carolina single sideband net, and then I went up to 3.919 to the Goodfellas net, and for some reason I got a red light flashing saying mic equalizer. I gotta get my manual out tomorrow and see how to cut that thing off. But I was fixing to wander back up to the house, go to bed. It's about time for me to hit the sack tonight. I took my sleepy medicine key up.
For OIM, 10-4-CHY. Yep, roger that. I heard you was getting off a while ago, and that kind of surprised me when you come back a while ago, so... Yep, have a good night. Good talking to you again, and I'm sure we'll catch you again around here sometime or another. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. We'll catch you later, 73s. K4OIM, KN4CHY. I'll be clear after you.
CHY. Yeah, I don't know if you've listened previously before I talked to Johnny, but I talked to another guy that was in law enforcement that was a new ham, and I just have them nights. I sit down here on my HF station and hit like Australia, and I'll clear out with them on 40 and go to 20 meters, and I'm son of a gun. I'll hit another Australian station, and that's one thing I like about CW. It'll go through when sideband won't, and it's just as clear as it can be. So, Kenneth, I'm going to say 73s, KM4CHY, K4OIM, and I'll be looking for you, waiting on check in on net. 73s, Kenneth.
Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, last station. First initial was K Kilo. Copy.
4TJQ. This is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Name is Keith. I'm over in Seneca. Over.
Good evening or good morning, my new friend. As I was talking with Walt earlier, I am brand new to the ham community, and you are now my second contact. Home base is Campobello, South Carolina, but we are camping in. I am in the big parking lot of Palmetto Cove RV Park, the bottom of Table Rock State Park. Glad to hear you this evening.
For you too, and I tell you, I'm kind of envious. I wish that were me in that situation. Not a bad situation to be in. We're looking at hoping to do the same thing here in a few years when I get done work or work gets done with me.
I will honestly say that work has been good with me for a handful of years now, and the bride and our daughter is in their horizontal snoring, I guess, and I'm stuck out mending the fire and enjoying life as it is. When the sun comes up tomorrow over Table Rock, it'll be a beautiful morning. And even better than that, I don't have but about 30 miles to go before I'm back home again.
That is nice. And it's kind of the same way around here. We've got a lot of good camping areas around here, around the lakes and all. So, don't really have to go far to get different nice scenery. But yeah, I've got I got friends spread out across the country, so probably gonna end up doing some of that too. Over.
4 Tango Juliet, Quebec. Yes, and I overheard you talking with Walt, and I will readily admit that I have not written down any call signs tonight, doing my best to recall what I can from memory. So I can check in on other nights other than Wednesday. Is that correct, over?
TJQ, KN4CHY. Yes, sir. That's just the group that they start with. They end up rotating through the whole alphabet. So, yep, just hang around and wait your turn for the first letter of your suffix, which, like Walt said, in your case is Tango. So wait around for the Tango group and jump on in. And, yeah, this is one of the few nets that I've ever known of, and I've not been in the hobby a long time, just like 4 years now. But the only net that I know of that's every night, 9 o'clock every night, Monday through Sunday. So, yeah, feel free to jump in over here and check in at any time.
Well, I don't know what you heard earlier, but I was fortunate or unfortunate to purchase a lot of good equipment from a now silent Key. And I have had several Elmers, and we are in the process of getting everything established and set up and studying for the general class. But communications is not really a stranger, having retired from state law enforcement and time spent in the service. I have used comms for quite some time, but as I hate to admit, I'm actually learning the fundamentals of it now, other than, you know, squeeze the button and talk and hope like the dickens that somebody can hear you.
It's a little different when you're doing it, when it's not mission critical stuff, that's for sure. I was a little bit of a computer and electronics nerd growing up, so I kind of fell into it pretty easy, but I got into it late in the game. I used to be in the CB, you know, back in the 70s and maybe early 80s, and kind of got out of that. Had never heard a ham radio, and wasn't until about 4 years ago that I stumbled on it and got into it. Been enjoying it. But yeah, the wife pointed out when I unkeyed a while ago, they have mentioned that this is the longest running net. So I guess they've got that going for them too, huh?
Hearing that, now I am perplexed on whether to join in the Blue Ridge net, or, correction, the Blue Ridge Club or the Greer Club. I'm not sure where the Blue Ridge Club meets, but after hearing the Greer group meets in Duncan, that may be a little bit closer. Still learning, over.
This is a vastly used repeater, since it's got such a large footprint. It covers easily over here in Seneca and Oconee County, and even on over into Georgia and up into North Carolina. So, lots of people use it, and me being over here, of course, I can't get over to the Blue Ridge or Greer Clubs. A bunch of nice folks over there, though, and most of them hang out on this repeater, I think. A welcoming group, and, you can usually find a club about any locale you're in, though, over.
I'm looking forward to engaging in the community. I will be leaving in a couple of weeks for Iowa and South Dakota for my yearly trip out for pheasant hunting, and hopefully I will have a mobile unit installed before I leave. That's the game plan anyway. And see what contacts I can establish between here and the flyover states. Over.
I have not mounted one in the vehicle yet. I have carried an HT, a DMR HT, and a little DMR hotspot. I've done that a few times, but I don't know. I have this thing about drilling holes in new vehicles, and I just can't get past that. Over.
Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Well, I'm the proud owner of an old Ford F-350, and it's got more holes in it from antennas, because Lord knows what else. So one more won't hurt it. It's bought and paid for, but we'll have us a mobile comm unit, and we will go from there and see what happens. I'm perplexed right now between the newer Yaesu mobile, and I've had a lot of positive responses on the Kenwood mobile unit, so I'll do a little bit more research in the next 48, 72 hours and make a purchase, and stuck with it, we'll go from there.
Roger, yeah, and I imagine that size of the truck, you got a lot of room to mount stuff too, so. Yeah, and I don't know, I could mount one in my old feeder work car, but I got about a whopping 12-mile commute, so, and, you know, at that point, I'm still waking up getting to work, so, don't know how much talking I'd get done, but yeah, I've got, had this, this is a mobile unit, actually, a Kinect Systems, it's a DMR radio, dual-band DMR. And had it for a long time, and I've just had it always set up here at the house. So, and like I was telling Walt, I got a 7300 and a Yaesu 857D for portable use, and that's what I intend to take camping with me. I'd probably end up taking the 7300 too, but the little Yaesu is more tuned to that kind of thing over.
For Tango Juliet, Quebec. Yes, I understand. I am in a tough spot right now because I've got a 48-inch fire stick attached to the driver's side fender of my truck, and it's attached to a very upper-end CB radio, and I like it a lot because when I go out west and we travel a lot, matter of fact, you didn't pick up on it, we're out here camping right now, and my rig is right at just shy of 46 feet triple axle, and I don't know how much of the 2 meter or the 70 Charlie Mike bandwidth I'd be using traveling going west, but I do like the CB. Whether I'm transmitting or not, the truck drivers are always nice to know, or they are nice to let me know where the debris is in the roadway, or where the crashes are, and what lane I need to be in. And I would much rather make an adjustment a mile and a half before I get to it than trying to react to it when I'm on top of it, over.
Understand that, and that's one of the major things we used it far back in those days too, and I don't know why I've not had one since. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, because that was very handy. And some of those guys you run across are just a blast to talk to. Also, I've met some colorful characters doing trips across the bottom of the U.S. We traveled a lot between Georgia and Baton Rouge and out in Texas and all. And yeah, those trips across 10 were fun at times when you run across some of those guys.
My second life, after I left a green uniform, I went to the proud gray uniform of the South Carolina State Highway Patrol. And our cars at the time had an old, well, every car you got into had a different CB radio. Some of them were Radio Shack, some were Midlands, and God knows what else was placed in there, but, you know, the Channel 9 was always the frequency that we should be monitoring, but we ended up catching more drunk drivers and people smoking weed going down the road by listening to Channel 19. And the one in my truck now still stays on 19. But there's not a whole lot of talking on that channel anymore. Everybody's using cell phones. I don't know how much you're listening to them now, but they call them backup radios. The only time they turn them on is when the traffic starts to backing up. But I try to keep mine on all the time when I'm traveling, because like I said, it's just nice to know which lane to be in when there's a ladder or a stalled car or whatever stuck in the middle of the interstate. And I'll be leaving in a couple of weeks, headed out to Iowa and South Dakota for my yearly pheasant hunting trip. And as it gets colder out west, I don't want to be on the side of the road dealing with the mechanical issue when I could have learned about it from a CB radio.
I'm sitting here cracking up. This is K4OIM Walk. I ain't went to bed yet. Every time I get to the door, I'll hear one of you come back. But talking about CB radios. I sit here and listen on the... I got this old DX302 Radio Shack general coverage receiver. And I can pick up all the CB channels on it. And I sit here and listen to the lot lizards out there going from truck to truck. Does anybody need anything from the drugstore? Or I'm going to get alcohol. I enjoy listening on CB. But while y'all traveling, do y'all know anything about Echolink? K4OIM.
Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. The only thing I know about Echolink is what I have learned in literature. So I am open for being educated.
And on your cell phone or your computer, and just type in Echolink, and the drop box come down where you put your call sign in and your name, and they will say you have to wait to be verified. Well, it don't take 10 seconds to they check with the FCC to see if you are a licensed ham operator. And once you verify, they'll ask you for a password. You can put that password in. And once you get the password in, another drop box come down, and it'll have a list of call signs. And down in the bottom of it, it's another little box down there that asks you, well, they don't ask you, they educate you on different things about radio. You just exit out and go to the call sign list. And you scroll about a third of the way down, and you will find W4NYK repeater. That's what we're talking on. And up at the top, you click on that W4NYK repeater. Click on it, and right up at the top, there'll be two green arrows and two red arrows. You click on the green arrows, and you're on this repeater, no matter where you at. So you can check in no matter where you at on the repeater. And then once the net is over, or who you're talking to, you click on the two little red arrows and you're signed out. K4OIM. I hope I learned you something.
Four, Tango Juliet, Quebec. You have learned to me something, but then you opened up another can of worms. That's one more thing for me to learn between now and tomorrow when I get home. But I appreciate the information, and I look forward to it, and I would love to transmit from Iowa or South Dakota on the same net. And if I understand you correctly, that process could happen, correct? Over.
Give me a moment, and I'll look at the note it's on. Let's see, there's that cool link. I was going to check into it here right now, and you could hear me talking over Echo Link instead of my radio. Got to exile. I got a bunch of stuff on my computer here. That's on a different website, Echo Link. Let's see. Begin to start. Here we go. Well, I can't figure it right now how to get to it. I know on my laptop. Let's see. Got my laptop up. Looking for the Echo Link. I got so much stuff on. There it is. Echo Link open. Yeah, when you check in, when you go on your computer to Echo Link, it asks you what your call sign is, your name and location. You put that in. I've got it brought up here now. They will be a box asking for a PIN number. Let me put mine in. Up asking you all kinds of questions about different radio links. You click that off, and then you got a box there with all the different Echo Link stations. I mean, they are from all over the world. I mean, this is, it's cheating, is what I think it is. You're using the internet to contact somebody. I ain't got there yet. I'm still in the... I was trying to find W4NYK. I'm in W2. Man, it's way on down the back. Now I'm in the W4. Nope, W7 jumped down. I'm going to try to find it and let you, it'll ask for what node you're in. If I can find it, I will. This went to V. Give me just a second. W. Man. W1. 2, 3, 4, and YK. Let W4MYK, right there. I clicked on it. The blue streak will come up, and up at the top, it'll have two arrows green. Click up. I'll tell you over the W4. It's got a delay on it because it's going through the satellite. But the repeater node is 54072. But I don't think you have to put that in there when you get on EchoLink. Down at the bottom, it'll have a signal strength, which always is up next to the red. And if for some reason that you can't reach it over the EchoLink, down on the right-hand corner, it'll have at the bottom, it'll have a box there where you can type your call sign, name, and where you at. So, it's kind of complicated, but if you go on the website with EchoLink, it'll explain how to do it. Right now, I'm talking to you over EchoLink. But on EchoLink, when you give your call sign and all, it takes a 10 or 15 seconds for it to get to the satellite and back down to the repeater. So there's about a 20-second pause. So don't think that the receiving station, whoever the net control station is not hearing you. It'll take him about 20 seconds to reply and recognize you. And with that, I'm saying 73s, and I've enjoyed the conversation.
The Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. I will sign off as well, my friend, and I will look into EchoLink tomorrow. I'm going to make my final lap around the mile and a half complex here, and I will be out here momentarily, only to rejoin again, probably tomorrow night or Monday. Thanks again for all of the advice. At my last station that I was communicating with Keith, I apologize for not writing down the call sign. I was not really expecting to make contact with anyone this evening, so I did not have a chance to write that down, but I will not forget the first two names for my first two and my second contact. So y'all have a good evening. God bless you all, and I'm signing out. Have a good night.
4TJQ, KN4CHY. Yep, don't sweat the call sign at all. I don't know that a lot of people actually log or anything on 2 meters other than net controllers, so that's kind of the way it goes. Well, good talking to you. Good to meet you. Couldn't be first, but I'm proud to be second. And welcome to the hobby, and I'm sure we'll catch you again around here sometime or another. KO4TJQ, KN4CHY, I will also be clear. 73.
Juliet, Quebec, 73.
1 AVH.
PHKX4YM, go ahead.
2-1 Alpha Bravo Hotel. I'm just seeing if I was still getting into the repeater.
I'm crashy, but quite readable, and you're still making it.
Appreciate it. I'm down in Belton, and I am on a 5-watt HT.
Pretty special about all the handhelds that can hit it. Being up so high, it works real well.
Yeah, I got a website or something from my phone. I was actually looking at that a little bit ago, and even all the way down here, I got perfect line of sight, I believe.
Might scratch you, but that's nothing a little power can't beat out of. You may be around some trees or something blocking you.
I'm on a lip mount on my trunk, so it could be, you know, I got good ground plane one direction and just a few inches in the other direction, so it could just be every time I take a turn or something, the lethal thing just cuts down on my ground plane.
We could still pass traffic if we had to.
Appreciate it. Well, I'm going to jump off. I got to get out on a call here real quick, but I appreciate you coming back to me, K1ABH.
K8-4Y, I'm clear.